I give you permission to stick your tongue out at them.
I like that. I like that. Yes, it's definitely, it's cool, and it rained, and honestly, like, the overcast, it just looks nice.
I know.
It's welcoming.
I love it right now, so.
Yes. So, what's going on here at the Chamber? We wrapped at the fair and rodeo. We've gone back to school. So, I mean, to me, that, like, is the really start of fall and everything that kind of happens.
It is. I mean, it'll be, like, roller coaster crazy from here on, because fall is just full of, you know, just activities and projects and initiatives and, but good stuff. So, one of those good things coming up tomorrow, in fact, as I've been mentioning, KOAM News is going to be here in Coffeyville. They are basically taking the new station to us, and they're going to be setting up outside of the Perkins building, my building. So they just told me yesterday they actually want the community to come out. I kind of figured they'd say, no, we don't need distraction. But they're like, no, we'd love a crowd. We'd love everybody to come out and watch the news. So if you're available, come out and see us. I'll be actually be interviewed as well during the 5 o'clock broadcast, and then, of course, 6 o'clock. And so, yeah. We're just telling everybody to come on out, because we want to show the four state that Coffeyville is a great, awesome place, right?
Absolutely.
So, you said kiddos are back to school. So just some reminders about watching where you park and drive and all that. So the PD has a link on their Facebook with all kinds of pictures of kind of just being careful and being mindful. You just mentioned the Fair and Rodeo, and they are actually our spotlight for this month. We decided that it was a good time just to showcase that board and those volunteers, because although we all have suggestions on how we want the fair to be, just it's a blessing that we do have volunteers that put countless hours into having that event. So congratulations to all of them, and thank you for all of your hard work. It's a summer sale since we're almost over, but not quite. If you have a few summer sales, Olson's Hardware has tons of stuff right now that they're trying to clear out on a really good price. So if you're looking for some good deals, stop by there. I think this is exciting. So the Yoke has, sometimes they have a band come in, sometimes they have an art project, whatever. Well, they have a new thing. Have you heard about it?
I have not.
Murder Mystery.
Okay,
so it's a family-friendly, interactive murder mystery comedy show. It'll be the first of many, they said. So the first one's going to be November 16th, and they will be sharing more details, but basically bring the family in, have a dinner, and be part of this murder mystery. Yeah. I like to play Clue, so.
Yeah, that's a fun game. I think the library did this, but it was adults only a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. And everybody got to dress up in costumes and...
That'll be cool. I'd be interested to see how that works the first time.
I think it's going to be cool. So, if you follow our newsletter this week, we shared a few different things happening in the news, one of which is the new CDC guidelines on COVID. So some new things happening on that. How to save electricity on your home, which I went home afterwards reading this and told my husband, hey, here's some good things we should be doing. And he said, oh my gosh, I do those already. And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. Well, I'll start doing them. So... we had some entertainment news and just several other good things. So make sure you're following our newspaper. It's a newsletter. Sorry, I don't print. I don't have the equipment for that. Lots of events getting ready to come out, though. So one coming up actually here in just a week is the movie night, outdoor movie night for the Midland Theater. And they will be featuring Encanto. There is a paint party with Reeves Wood out at Ville Pub and Grill on the 23rd. And I think that's about all in August. We're trying to wrap up. Everybody's trying to get, like you said, back into school and the swing of things. But, oh my, starting in the fall, lots of events. So save the date on a few of these. A big day to remember, September 24th. It'll be the annual Native American Unity Gathering, which is always cool. They do a dance and have great cultural food. That same day, which I think is a little bit later in the day, is the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. And that's, I think last year they had it in the parking lot, kind of behind landings in that area. Both are open to the community with wonderful music, food, and activities, and just a great way to celebrate culture and diversity in our community. So I love that. Very awesome. And then, of course, in October, we kick off with all kinds of events. Three that I just want to put on your radar. Dalton Days, of course, our big event here in Coffeyville, will be the first weekend of October. And they're supposed to be sending me some more details in the next couple weeks, but make sure you have that on your calendar. October 7th, the Midwest Pregnancy Center will be hosting a fundraising banquet, and that'll be a lot of fun. More details to come. Oh, let me backtrack. October 4th, this is something new. CCC is going to have a marching band contest and festival. So all kinds of bands from all over will be coming into Coffeyville. So make sure on that day we are smiling and welcoming to all those students and people coming into town. And then, of course, October 8th is the Brewfest. And I was just the other day talking to someone about the barbecue cookoff. So we are needing teams. If you haven't signed up yet, make sure you sign up. We're trying to get as many teams out so we have a good variety of food. And that'll be, of course, during the Brewfest. And I just had another brewery call me that's wanting to come. So starting to pick up and should be a really big awesome event. So
that's a great combo. I'm really looking forward to see how that all plays in together and how that day's going
and then
to be.
Live music and then one thing I've been telling people is, well, I'm not a beer drinker. Well, that's okay. One, you can come experience it just to see, but we also have 4 maybe 5 wineries coming, so you'll have a ton of wine. We've got 3 or 4 different distilleries coming, so I mean, there's really a little bit of everything. And we'll have some other food trucks. So in case you're one of those crazy people that doesn't like barbecue, which, you know, I don't know about that. A little strange, but no. But we'll have some other food there, too.
So. Yeah, and which I like. I like adding the barbecue competition to Brewfest because I feel like it'll add another. But then the food trucks there already, I mean, call people in. I'm not a drinker at all. But I'm excited for the event because of the food trucks. Because who doesn't love a food truck?
Exactly.
And
music.
And then you've got music, and you've got, I mean, it's not just about you hear the name Brewfest, but there's so much more going on.
Yes, exactly. So lots of things getting ready to come up here in September and October. Make sure you're on our website. We have a community calendar where we put all the events. I'm always stumbling across a new event, too, that someone didn't tell me about. So if you are out there in the world listening and you have an event, let me know, because we put that on our community calendar and we'll announce it and share it. And lots going on, though. So
now, Can Okla sale is...
Oh, the 100-mile sale.
Yep, 100-mile sale.
Yeah. Make sure, if you are wanting to get on the map, stop by the chamber as soon as possible. The deadline, I think, is next week sometime, or maybe the week after that.
September 2nd.
So the deadline will be next week for the map, because it takes us a few days to build it and get it all ready and published and stuff. But it's only $5, and then you don't have to go through the city to get a permit. So just stop by the chamber, you fill out the form, pay your $5, and you'll get on that big map, and we'll have that out here in the public real soon. So thanks. I mean, geez, that's one of my own events in the chamber, and we forgot that one.
Well, Amy talked to me about it last week, and then she sent an email out. So,
gotta have tricky
special pins, mm-hmm. You know. So it was on my mind. It's in my email, so I had seen it here. Because the other reason I was in my email, you sent an email out to chamber members about a survey. So I just didn't know if you wanted to just kind of let people know.
So our board every year has a retreat. We're doing it a little bit earlier this year. But we always want to hear from the community and our businesses on what we're doing well, what we'd like to see something different, what our community needs to grow. So we take all of that data and that information, and then we use it to kind of help plan our strategic goals. So really good feedback that we need from everybody. And it was sent out on email, but I can send it to anybody, or I can print it off and have you fill it out if you want to be a part of that survey. So yes, thank you very much.
All right. Lots of things going to be happening in the fall. Lots of fun things. Lots of historical things, you know, with Dalton Days being in October as well. So,
you know, and something I was kind of typing up some notes of what we're going to share on the TV station tomorrow. But something funny that I just realized, we are kind of, in my mind, the drink capital of the world. Not really, but we have a lot of, we like to eat here, but we really like to drink. And I don't just mean alcohol. I mean, okay, we've got the Yoke has the Death Valley root beer. So amazing. There's nothing better than homemade root beer, right? Then, of course, we have Home of the Icies here at the Chamber.
I'm still waiting on my
blue raspberry icy. Get the blue one. Yes. We just ran out of cherry, but we're getting more. So we got your Icies. We got your root beer. Of course, we've got coffee, two different places that roast and brew their own coffee. So we've got the best, and both of them are amazing. And then just down the road, we've got Indie Brewer. So if you do want to drink, we've got homemade, you know, brews. So, I mean, what are we missing? I mean, we've got almost kind of every drink, you know?
Yeah. You've got kind of everything. You've got kind of everything.
You can go down Sunflower. They have all kinds of different teas. So even the Bobo teas. A
couple of nutrition shops in the area as well. So
pretty much anything you want.
We need a milkshake place.
Ooh.
That's what I think we're missing. Some type of milkshake place.
That sounds good.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like an old-fashioned like ice creamery or something.
The big, thick, creamy, just rich.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so, we'll work on that next.
There you go. There you go. We need sushi.
No, we're talking about drinks.
Talking drinks. It's sake. Sake. Okay, there you go.
Okay, there you go. I do like sushi.
I'm out on the sushi. I'm out on the sushi. I like fish.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? Yeah. Well, we have the truck.
I do love a good food truck.
We do need lots of more restaurants, though. So if you're an entrepreneur out there, come see me. I would love to help you because we do definitely... Well, we'll build one. My gosh, it's almost cheaper to build nowadays. So we'll find some place to put you. All
right. Well, thank you, Candy, for coming in here on a Wednesday morning, middle of August. I can't believe it's already the middle of August. I can't believe it's August. It feels like school just got out.
I know.
And now we've started it back. And football season will be here before you know it.
That's going to be good.
Home games for both high school and college.
Yeah.
For the first weeks of the season in consecutive weeks there.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, that will do it for our segment here with the Chamber of Commerce here in Coffeyville. Candy, we'll look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
You listen to the Mighty 690 KGGF.